On Monday, August 8th, Tall Can Audio hits 1,000 episodes.
Wait, that's still on? Who could possibly still care?
And the gang is all here to celebrate.
It's euphoric. It's got to be close to nirvana. It's outstanding.
For the first time ever, Maddie, Michaela, Rob, and Matt are all live in studio together.
It's happening, you guys! It's happening! Oh, my God, guys! Oh, my God! I wish you all were here!
Is this likely to go well?
Just check my notes here. No!
At least it will make a lot of noise.
Boom. Here comes the boom.
1,000 pods and 1,000 pints.
I don't think I've ever been as proud in my entire life.
TCA 1000 drops Monday, August 8th, wherever you find low-quality podcasts.
Fuck, it's out of control. Shit.
So you get excited because they're excited, gets me excited, gets all of our fans excited, and our sponsors. So it's going to work out.
Bless you, boys! Unbelievable! I don't think I've ever been as proud in my entire life.
Step into the well-informed, ill-advised, and oddly entertaining world of Tall Can Sports.
Here we go!
Light the candle!
Hey, it's the Tall Can Sports Podcast. There's Rob.
Hey, everybody.
He's excited.
Very much so.
Oh, we're doing this already, eh? The thing, you fumble with your mic a lot.
Grabbing it.
Yeah. Stroking it.
Does this bush make my deck look small?
Yeah. It might not be the bush.
I guess there's landscaping this weekend. New deck in, and that bush just makes it look terrible.
What do you got going?
I'm back to the East Coast with Anvil Porter from Lund's Mill.
Okay.
Haven't tried it yet.
Yeah. We've been, we've had a few from the Lund's Mill go up here over the last little while. Both of us, I think, grabbed a 4-pack from their stuff.
I grabbed 8.
Attaboy.
I was more interested in the purple grain.
Do it. I was going to do it.
Purple grain.
Yeah.
I'm a tone-deaf mofo.
That's absolutely true.
Self-awareness goes nowhere, actually, in this case. I love to sing. I do.
Yeah.
Can't carry a tune.
Get this man a bucket.
Yep. Honestly, it's brutal. But
what do you think of the Anvil Porter upon first swig? Was it more carbonated than you expected?
No.
Okay.
No.
That was my reaction. Fucking guy.
You contrarian bitch. That's a couple times now we've had that come
up. Sure.
That should be the name of the show.
Okay. That means iTunes is not going to publish our title.
Okay. All right.
I'll have to star out something.
Let me just see here. It's... It's all right,
this
man.
Is good radio.
Yeah. It's, what would you rather? One of us did the dum 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 dum. Like there can't be silence.
Is that the only other option we
have? You'd rather make stupid noises instead?
No.
Anyways, I find it to taste a lot like, you know, it's not bad.
Okay.
It's not bad. I don't mind it. I don't go to a porter.
Why is that? Because you do go to a stout. What's the difference?
A stout is traditionally is a further cooking of a porter.
Right. We're going to burn the shit out of this.
Yeah. Well, and again, I'm not sure if it's burning the shit out of it, but yeah. So to me, I'm not sure if it almost has a grapey kind of taste to it. I'm not really sure what that is.
Really, eh? I wasn't getting that, but I...
Okay. But I like the thicker, especially with a Guinness. I like the almost more irony taste that comes with that smooth, rich,
right,
dark, which makes everything else pale in comparison.
Yeah, no,
really
it's true.
Is what I go in for here. What do you got over there?
This is the Hefeweizen.
Hefeweizen.
This is, what the fuck?
Dynamite Trail Ale.
Dynamite Trail Ale. And this is from the Salt Box Brewing Company.
Hey, Saltbox.
So I am down to...
why don't you wash that?
Is it always so salty?
Yes,
few less... Anyway, why don't we just carry on? Yeah, you know, I've been on to the East Coast stuff for a while. Like you, I brought back some, but I also had some other people bring back some. And I am now down to my final couple East Coast beers. This is the Dynamite Trail Ale from the Saltbox Brewing Company. And when I checked it out on Untappd, which for those unaware, that's your Facebook for beer, right? You can have friends and check into beers and all that stuff. The first two flavors that it points out you're going to come across are banana and smooth.
And the heffenberry. Don't forget about the heffenberry.
Heffenberry!
Weizen!
Sure. I'm not sure I taste the banana. Why don't we save that for a hot bun?
Yeah, a hot bun. The banana hot dog.
I would never do that to myself. Yeah. Where is the banana hot dog?
Yeah, clearly there's one guy running the board here.
For sure. Who was the banana? Oh, it was Esa Tikkanen. Yeah, for sure. We'll throw that up at Tall Can Audio.
It's hilarious.
For sure. It's weird. But this is pretty good. They've got a bunch of stuff. This one comes, it's the one that Amy picked up for me. Those of you who listen for a while, Amy, I don't know, she used to show up on the show sometimes. She is the voice who shows up at the beginning and end of a lot of them. She picked this one out from, as I said, the Saltbox Brewing Company, and it's all right. I'm not sure.
The road to Tokyo is coming, so she may be back.
She may be. I don't know. She's got
maybe not.
Kids and stuff.
Kids and shit.
Yeah.
Interesting.
You think, wouldn't that make you want to get out of this?
Yeah, it worked for me. Interesting to note, though, on that can, it's a train.
Right.
A locomotive.
Right. Not like an airplane crashing into the ground.
Well, and
not
so,
that locomotive.
So, but clearly, yeah, anybody who's watched their, you know.
People died.
Their Heritage Canada thing. Yeah, yeah. Exactly. You're
shout out to Nate Sager.
Yeah, you're blasting. Yes.
But we love Nate here.
Yeah, we do love Nate.
But he's a little more.
Sensitive?
I wouldn't say sensitive. Respectful.
Okay. All right. Well, that list is very long.
Sorry, you were pointing out the train and the
blasting the trail for the tracks. Yeah, a lot of dynamite going into that.
Yeah, it's true.
Which
man.
Again leads us to a separate story about our good Chinese Canadians.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
I'm gonna move us off that trail.
Okay.
And I saw two interesting things over the last little while I wanted to hit you with because...
Was one of them Evgeny Kuznetsov?
I wasn't going to bring that up, but we can talk about it in a few minutes.
Okay.
The first one, if you had to buy a jersey...
If I had to buy a jersey...
With the name and of your most hated team, with a name and number of a current player on that team...
Okay.
I have to assume it's a Leaf jersey.
Yeah.
What player from the current Leafs are you buying a jersey of?
34.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I assumed you'd go Marner, to be honest with you.
No, I think Marner I like the best, to be honest with
that's
you.
That's what I'm saying, though. Right? Like,
oh, I thought it was the team I liked the least and the player I liked
no,
the least.
No, it's like you have to buy... Like, for me, okay. It's Boston, I'm probably buying Bergeron, right? Like, that guy is a hell of a hockey player. If I'm going to have a Boston jersey, it's going to be a Bergeron.
I'm
going
to buy it. If I have to buy a... See, Bergeron was one of my three, maybe five favorite players.
Right. Because he keeps fucking with Toronto.
Yeah.
Well, and Marchand and Pasternak
and Marchand. Honestly, yeah. Marchand. If I had to get a Boston jersey, I may get a Marchand jersey.
Right, but he's probably not your most hated
team.
He's
a wicked douche.
For sure he is.
But I'd have him on my team.
Of course.
In a heartbeat.
Right. Yeah. So it's your most hated team, right. But somebody maybe you kind of on that team.
And again, to me, he's a bit of a smurf. He's all those things. But dude is crazy skilled. Mitch Marner I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, team I hate the most, and then after that, it's an open canvas. Yeah, then I'd go with the Mitch Marner.
Yeah.
I don't even know what number that is.
16. You're getting yourself a 43 Kadri? Is that where you're
going? I know. What's Morgan Riley?
44.
44 is where I was going.
It's hard for me right now on Ottawa.
Get yourself a number 7 because you're going to learn to hate it.
I'm just not even sure Ottawa's my, like, could I get a 31 price out of Montreal, right? I think Boston, though, is, as I mentioned, is my most hated team after another.
It's that super recency bias, right?
Yeah, they keep fucking me. So if I had to do it, it's got to be Bergeron for me, right? I looked at the Sens, I looked at the Habs, I looked at the Canucks because fuck those guys. But it has to be Boston. And if it's Boston, then I want a Bergeron jersey, right? Because Guy is just, fuck, he's good.
Guy's just a killer.
At almost anything.
Yeah, I agree. That to me is, but yeah, I'm going with the Leaf jersey.
Yeah.
Like to me, honestly, it makes me want to scratch. Just thinking about, and I like the new jerseys, the newest ones they're running with now.
Yeah, with the old style Leaf and the single stripe.
The jerseys are sharp.
Yeah. No, they are.
Especially, and again, I can't wear white. Doesn't matter if it's after Labor Day or not. I can't wear white because I just foul it.
Okay.
It's got barbecue Guinness sauce. And exactly. There's just, honestly, everything. Everything's on it.
Some war paint.
Yeah, but I do like the white ones. The whites are nice.
The other one I wanted to hit you with, I thought this was interesting. It's been kicking around on Twitter a little bit. You can block, I know one, you can block 3 teams from any league from ever winning another championship.
Oh. Yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah.
Clearly, Leafs are on that list.
Yeah.
No problems.
Yeah.
Their suffering brings me joy. And again, because my team is at a low ebb,
right,
it brings me great satisfaction to see the
all
Leafs
I
not
have
do well.
Is to watch
and it's really
else.
All I do have, right? Because again, but yeah. So,
but like you turned on Boston fast after they dismissed Toronto.
Well, see, to me,
you're like, well, fuck those guys now. Right?
Well,
you've brought all you can bring to me.
Yeah, same as last year.
Right. Right?
But that's another divisional team.
Yeah.
Also worth noting, on their roster, they only have 4 Canadians.
Fuck those guys.
Yeah, lowest number of Canadians.
I remember in 2011, long before the Leafs ran into their Boston problem, trying to talk to people about how Boston had all these Canadians and Vancouver did not. So in theory, you Canadian hockey fans, if that's what this is all about, you cheer for Boston over Vancouver. And I did hard.
Yeah, Boston had the least number in the playoffs of any team.
Yeah, well,
team.
Then fuck them even harder.
St. Louis Blues, 16.
Yeah, I like that. Go Blues.
Yeah, that's honestly, I'm hard on the Blues bandwagon.
So we're sitting here, just for anyone wondering, recording this just before game 2 starts. Bruins up 1-0.
Not too late to get on the Blues bandwagon. Lots of seats. Right. Lots of seats available, ladies and gentlemen.
So you have 3 teams across North American professional. I mean, I don't care if you want to go to the English Premier League or something.
Yeah, yeah.
But 3 teams across sports you can block from ever winning another championship.
I would strategically, due to my own...
just block out the rest of the Sens division.
Yeah, no.
Lightning, Leafs.
I'm blocking Leafs.
Yeah.
I'm blocking Red Sox.
Yeah.
I'm blocking Yankees.
Okay. I'm going Boston Bruins for sure. Boston Red Sox for sure. And then it gets
New
interesting.
England Patriots.
It might be the Patriots.
You honestly
if I was that invested in the NFL... I think my other one is probably the Habs, just because I find their fan base to be so fucking irritating.
Oh, but I find a joyous Frenchman way more palatable than a smug Leaf fan.
Well, can you just give us a chance to be joyous for once?
No.
Maybe we'll get there too.
I don't believe it's going to happen, right? So I take the
I don't know what it is. I hate... from a hockey perspective, everybody's going, of course it's... I've always hated Boston. I don't care about the NBA, and I hate the Celtics, right? I barely watch the NFL, and I'm sick of the Patriots. There's something about, if you could just tell me the city of Boston would never win anything again, I'd be good with that.
You'd need 4 picks, though.
Yep, and I don't have them. And I can't be wasting them on sports. I don't, like, you know, the Bruins, yeah, fuck them. The Red Sox, fuck them. But the Patriots, it's not like they're rolling over my team because I don't really have one, right? The Celtics. Yeah.
See, my take on that is strictly, I'd like to see the Leaf fans hit 100 years, like the Cubs and Red Sox fans. Like that, to me, that would.
Yeah.
You'll always be 25 years further ahead than us, no matter what happens.
No,
so
for sure.
Even if we don't ever win one. But as a Jays fan, excuse me, as a Jays fan, it feels like you're always going to have to compete against one of those two juggernauts in that division.
Well, actually, as a strategic Jays fan, you should be picking the Rays, right? They're the ones who seem to own us the most.
Honestly, coming off another series loss, which makes 9 in a row.
Right. You see the attendance on Tuesday?
At the Trop, 5,800.
Yeah. Awful.
Well, and they're going,
awful.
And they're saying, this shatters the lowest ever attendance at Tropicana Field. And I'm like, really? Like, by like what, 5 or 6,000? They're like, no,
1,100.
500 people. Yeah. I'm like, okay. Yeah. So your previous low was 6,300 in a stadium.
Probably also the Jays.
And you're like, come on, man. Yeah, and that was during a hurricane warning.
Yeah, it wasn't the Jays, but there was a hurricane going on around Tampa.
And 6,300 people still ventured in.
Good for you guys, man. But yeah, 5,800 people for the Jays and Rays on Tuesday night. Fucking terrible, man. How many OHL teams are shattering that? Like,
For sure.
Yeah. London, Ottawa, for sure, those two, right? And the rest, you know, who knows? But yeah, it's
Guelph's right around there,
number.
I think. Yeah,
yeah,
for sure. In a place that, and I've never been, but if you talk to people who have.
Tropicana?
Yeah, Tropicana Field. They say it's like being in somebody's basement that's been flooded three or four times, right?
I can picture some basements that would hold 5,800.
Yeah, and so that's this.
Yeah.
But yeah, terrible.
Yeah, for me, I don't know what it is. I've always hated the Red Sox more than the Yankees. And when they play each other, I'm strong on the Yankees side of it. I don't like either. They're both always in the way of the Blue Jays. But for some reason, it's the Red Sox that I detest more.
See, and I think I'm the opposite. I don't go in for either one of those, but I go for the Red Sox head-to-head against
the
Yankees.
Yeah, I think for me, you know, we've talked in the past about, you know, through the 80s and whatever, you being a bit of a front-running douche as a kid. That's sort of where I was as the Yankees were getting good, right? It was easy to go Bernie Williams and Tino Martinez and Andy Pettit and all these guys and kind of get on board with the evil empire. I've just always hated Boston, right? And so that's sort of carried forward. When the Yankees are playing the Marlins in the 03 World Series, I'm cheering for the Marlins. But if you're going to line them up against another more hateable opponent, I'll take the Yankees. I don't know why that
Marlins,
is.
Marlins, what are you doing here?
Right. I was going to say Shane Beckett, but not him. Josh Beckett.
Yeah.
Shutting them down. Shout out to the Gush, though. He listens sometimes. Yep.
Hey, Gush. Yeah, but that's the thing, right? Is you look at that and go, what? That's in the sands of time. And you're like, Marlins in a World Series?
Yeah.
They're the only team that draws less than the Rays.
Sweet fish tank, though, behind home plate.
Yeah, well, and not
scaring
only,
the shit out of fish.
Not only that, they were talking about, because Tropicana, they're just, it's a retirement community, right, in St. Petersburg. It's not really in Tampa.
No.
And so they're saying, yeah, well, in Miami, they got a brand new stadium, put a bunch of public money into it, and then Derek Jeter went ahead and
dismantled it.
And now
Yelich gone.
And honestly, they're drawing about 5,000 people. You're like, oh. And now nobody's going to it.
Yeah.
Great stadium.
We've talked a little bit about last weekend, the William Nylander narrative around the Toronto Maple Leafs and how I was pretty sure the media was going to get him traded.
Yep.
And a little bit how Mitch Marner fits into that. And later on, I think Sunday night, we're going to put this out. We have a more in-depth show on some of the UFAs and the RFAs that are coming up this year. Because there's some really interesting cases in terms of who may stay where and who can afford what. But I enjoyed this the other day. Steve Dangle put out, as clearly a troll, for those who don't know, Steve Dangle, a super fan for the Leafs, but also works a little for Sportsnet. You know, he bounces around, does some stuff. And he put out a tweet that basically just says, William Nylander, and then waited for the replies, and then made a video of reading all the replies in maybe some sarcastic voices. We'll post the video so you can check it out for yourself. But just to show kind of the polarizing nature of what William Nylander has become. And there's a couple times where you can tell it's Steve reacting instead of reading the next tweet. And maybe that'll be easier to tell in the video than from the audio, but we're going to play the whole thing here. It's about 2 minutes long. And just so everybody can kind of get a handle on how divided Leafs Nation is on William Nylander.
Wait. William Nylander. And tweet. William Nylander is good, in my opinion.
Billiam.
Sick.
Yes.
Someone turn on the baghead signal. Not as good as Mitch Marner, who's a good Ontario boy who would never hold out. Swedish David Clarkson will be gone soon to make cap room for Mitch. Is a Maple Leaf. Unfortunately, fortunately, is being traded to the New York Rangers for Mark Stahl? Don't drink and tweet. Is an overpaid fourth line bum. Here comes 40-year-old Leaf Twitter. Is playing against FedEx workers.
What?
Fork and Branson at a third.
Played like doo-doo versus the Bruins in round one of the Stanley Cup playoffs.
And throughout the entire half season he played.
Can't agree here, he was a pig last quarter. Point per game. Is making more money than Nathan MacKinnon.
Sounds like a MacKinnon problem.
Is Swedish.
Should be traded.
What are you, nuts? Sucks.
Where is he? Been looking for him since September.
Should have been traded.
This right here, says Martin Marinson.
Trashium Bumlander. Would you trade him for a key defensive piece? Only thinking about the Marner contract?
You'd be lucky to get a seventh for Nylander.
Is a damn good Leaf and will kill it next year.
On the verge of being worth a bag of chips.
10.5 cap hit.
Well, counter argument, no.
Hope he gets traded. So he can shine away from the league's most overrated coach.
Hell no, because he knew he could make more money modeling.
Rick Vive is gonna shut up all his critics next year, as long as Babs deploys him properly. Prove, Steve?
What does that mean? I'm Steve, is that proof?
Will not be a Leaf for much longer.
Wishes every rink was round. He doesn't like the corners.
Hashtag useless.
Is underrated.
Bum is a great hockey player.
Is soft in the playoffs.
That he is, but he's still good.
How dare you!
Is a complete joke. He's a complete prima donna. I can't stand the fact he plays for the Leafs. Trade him!
Sounds like he should be in a medieval Scottish drama.
Eats potatoes with chives.
Is that a compliment or an insult?
Lose his mind!
Yes.
Yes. Is a great player and he just had an off year. He's a fantastic talent to any team. William Nylandest! Aha!
Nylander exists.
Not worth 10 million!
Kawhi wouldn't say that.
Gets traded, one for one, for the next Adam Larson. Will take time to catch up, but when he does, Leafs Nation will laugh at the fact they ever scoffed him.
All right, everybody. Good tweets. Good tweets.
So, that's sort of where Leafs Nation is at, I guess, on William Neal. And I only bring it up because the last time we talked about him, I think you alluded to the idea that, you know, maybe he wasn't as bad as Leaf Nation thought, or vice versa. Leafs Nation has clearly turned on William Nylander.
Well, and that
first
is
of all, $10.5 million. Stop.
What this counter argument? No.
No. Yeah. This 1 year he was paid 10.5 to make that work,
yeah.
Right?
And yeah. Well, don't let facts get in the way.
No, I know.
Because it certainly hasn't ever here. Good stuff. And again, as I'm thinking, there's a couple things going through there that you go, I like that, and I like that.
Yeah. Some people are clever.
Well, the one at the end, though, was, we'll be traded for the next Adam Larson.
Yes.
That's a good fucking tweet,
for sure.
right there.
Yeah.
That's the one where you go, yeah, that guy's middling here right now, and you're going to flip him out. Maybe he wins an MVP somewhere else,
right.
And we have your
potential. Can't wait for that. But yeah. Did you see, because they go part and parcel, the shitstorm that Darren Dreger kicked up?
I did, and I was going to bring that up later.
On Tuesday, he's on Leafs Lunch tweeting about how Mitch Marner will, on June 26th, if he's not signed, visit other teams as an RFA. And yeah. He'll be looking for 10, 10 and a half, 11.
And honestly, the longer he was on there, and
are you working for the Marner family?
Right. It got to be higher and higher.
Yeah.
And higher, right? It just kept going till like 11. It's 11 or else I don't sign it. It
right.
Was sort of.
Can you imagine? William Nylander flat out said all the way through this, even in September when he knew he was getting ready to sit out camp, we're not talking to other teams. We don't have interested in signing an offer sheet. Mitch Marner's agent came out, and I know you're all saying, no, he didn't. But yes, he did, through Darren Dreger, came out and said, we will go and see other teams. Then fuck you. But can you imagine if William Nylander's agent had said that? We're going to talk to other teams. Well, you know what? Hometown boy, if this is what you want to do to get that done, see ya. But I through two seasons, William Nylander and Mitch Marner statistically were just about even. And Willie threw this season right in the trash, and he is on the hook for that himself. But now we've decided that Mitch Marner is an $11.5 million player, and William Nylander, I guess, you'd be hard-pressed to get a seventh, according to some people.
Yeah, that guy's an idiot. I'll go in for the good Branson in a third, though.
Sure, with that. Sure. And, I mean, kudos to Dangle, right? At Steve_Dangle on Twitter. It's all the LFR videos on YouTube. But just to be able to, I'm just going to throw this in the water and see what it lands me and then turn it into a video. Fuck, man, that's awesome.
Yeah. And the thing is, to me, Marner is a winger, mm-hmm. right? And you look at the magnet on his team that is Tavares and Matthews.
Yep.
11 and 11.34 or whatever it is. 11.5.
I think it was 11.534. Yeah.
Yeah. Those are pulling Marner in that direction, right?
Yeah.
And now people say two centers versus a winger.
He's decided after three seasons he wants to be the highest paid winger in the league.
Yep.
Is what? Okay.
Yep. Well, and again, that is not a problem or not the case anywhere else. He is. That is a
high tide.
Yeah.
Floats all boats.
And in Toronto especially.
Yeah. Everybody's right. Looking. Everybody's
right, because it's not like he's going to sign for $11 million and Ranton is going to go, yeah, I need 10.5.
Right.
You're going to pay me $4 million more than McKinnon. Right? Whereas McKinnon's contract, well, as Steve says, that seems like a McKinnon problem.
Right.
serves more as an anchor, I think,
yeah.
in Ranton.
How can you ask for 11 when McKinnon's at 6'8" or
right,
whatever?
Right. Whereas... Yeah, Marner's going to say, "Look at my point totals.
Yeah,
look at where I'm projecting out, and I'm continuing to perform. I'm a line driver from the wing."
Right. Man, I don't know how we got to the point where after it's only been a year, right? If we'd have done all of these contracts at the end of last season, Matthews is the highest, obviously. Let's say Nylander still gets his 6'9", and Marner, now you can't do this. You can't block out last season. But if we'd have done these at the end of...
Yeah, you're talking about the end of the 17-18 season.
It's probably 8 at most. He's $1 million better than Nylander.
Right. I think if you do it at the end of the season before, I'm not sure Nylander's getting what he gets.
What do you mean by that? You think him holding out got him?
No, yeah. Maybe
a little. It did put the pressure on Dubas at the last second, you know?
Right. Dubas didn't want to pay him 7.
No.
Right? And so I think, yeah, you're probably getting away with 7.5 if you look at the comparables.
Yeah.
Right? I think the fact that he goes out, now Kucherov ran away with it this season, right? But I think that's kind of the outlier here in this.
You can't, for me... You cannot pay Mitch Marner more than Patrick Kane. He's at 10.5. I think he belongs down closer to Kucherov and Stone and guys who have done this more recently. But Kane is the... Are you really prepared to make Mitch Marner the highest paid winger in the league now?
Yeah. Well, and again, you have to look at it as the cap continues to go up.
Yep.
Right, it's that same argument we've used in terms
of... No, that's right. The 10.5 for Taves and Kane is a couple of years old. But Kucherov is at 9.5 last season. Mark Stone is at 9.5 2 months ago.
But by that very same argument, right, if Kucherov has signed his contract now, he's probably asking for McDavid money.
Based on his awesome world championships.
Well, and based on his 130 points, right? Yeah. I'm just saying, you can't... It's we're looking at it in a vacuum,
okay.
and then comparing it too, right? You're like,
So let's say, because I agree with you. Let's say Mitch Marner, you know, Darren Dreger's reports are true. He wants to be paid what Austin Matthews is paid. Is Mitch Marner worth $2 million more than Kucherov and Stone?
No.
And $1 million more than Kane, even though that deal is a little older.
No, he's not. To me, I think all this talk and speculation is the close cousin of trade talk.
Yeah.
Right? A bunch of shit and white noise and people are like, well, what about, you know, we're going to trade so-and-so for this. And you're like, that's fucking retarded. That is never going to happen, right? But you know, Leaf fans love Marner.
Yes.
Right? But then want to devalue him in conversations.
Yes. I think the opposite is happening most of the time. They're talking him up way too much, and he's the hometown kid, and how can you not pay him every bit, Austin Matthews? And
Yeah.
But there's a certain amount of, he's fucking you. Like, you are so in love with him asking, he's the hometown kid, and you want to let him become the richest winger in the league after this many years? No. If you're the hometown kid who so badly wants to be here, be fucking reasonable,
4.5.
Well, sure. Solve my problem.
Come on, we'll get you, get you a nice little shack in Lucan, Ontario.
Yeah.
Come on, man. You'll be living high in the hog.
No, it's true. Right there in Scarborough.
Yeah. So, yeah. I you see it happening, right? They're loving him.
And this week,
and
to
if
me,
you took the salary out of it, man, people would be talking Marner up all
this
over
is,
the place.
This is where it turned for me this week, and I've been on this for a while, but this is where I saw the great unwashed get onside, is when Dreger said on the 26th, he's on a plane to other cities to visit. There was a ton of people that said, yeah, then fuck you, right? Like, you can't do that. If Nylander would have done that, he'd have been roasted right out of town. Mitch, do you want to be here? Do you want to do this thing? And if not, you can go to Raleigh, right? You can go to Columbus, and you can get your money, and you can win nothing. And that's sort of the
or
drawback.
You can get your money and stay at home and win nothing.
Sure. And I saw somebody put out a tweet that at first I was calling that, it's good tweeting, right? But they said, this is the one time where I wish Lou was still here because he'd have him playing in Omsk next year for pulling this shit. But Lou also turned around and gave Brock Nelson $6 million for 6 years. So he's got his own blind spots. But this is wild to me that we've gotten to this point. And I do think, though,
because he'd be bringing in Matt Martin to fill that hole, too.
For sure. Top line Komarov.
Yeah, bring him in.
Yeah, and this is, you know, we're going to see where this goes. But to me, this was a misstep. And Dreger, good for him, because once his cousin, Dave Nonis, left town, he lost his biggest source.
Yeah.
And clearly,
Biggest Leaf source.
Yeah, for sure. And clearly, now, he's found a new source. He's in good with the Marner camp, and he can put out there. But I also wonder if this isn't a certain amount of PR genius on their side, and you can tell me if I'm overthinking this, but they keep putting in the media, it's going to be this, it's going to be 10.5, going to be 11, going to be 11, going to be 11. And when he signs at 10, or 9.8, or whatever it's going to be, that still makes him one of the top two or three highest paid wingers in the league, he gets to look like he took the hometown discount. When you talk all this time about him demanding 11 and then he comes in at 9.8, oh, look at the man, what a generous guy.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, and what we need to do, though, is between now and the 26th of June, we need to get his dad out in front of some more cameras and mics. Let his dad shoot his trap off.
Yeah.
Start talking about the best player and how he should be the captain. And
yeah. I wonder, man. I just...
If somebody's put a gag order on that guy?
No.
For sure.
No. Because he's still out there blocking people on Twitter and liking people talk like Paul Marner is crazy as shit online.
Hockey dad.
Yeah, for
hockey
sure.
Hockey dad 101.
And good for you, man, I guess, but...
Only thing crazier than a hockey dad is a hockey mom.
No, man, and it's not close.
It's not. It isn't really.
No.
Hey, just before we get off the Marner thing, listening to a couple of different talking heads today bantering this back and forth, they were talking about offer sheets again.
Yeah.
And the one saying, never going to happen. They talk about it all the time. It's just not how the league works.
Right.
At least not with somebody of four picks Marner, right? Like, you're giving up four firsts for that kind of money.
Right.
And so now the other talking head, and I don't want to really get into names, said, well, let's just look, for example, at the New York Rangers.
Mm-hmm.
Stockpile of picks, stockpile of prospects.
Mark Stahl.
Cap room. Yeah, well, no, they're saying they're talking about offer sheet.
Yeah, offer sheet. No, I'm with you.
And so, and then it comes down to back on the other side of the coin, the guy's like, yeah, well, New York, whereas in Toronto you still have the you still have the marketing side of it in Toronto.
Yeah.
And then the other one's saying, "Wow, no, it's New York City. That's where the marketing money is. That's
not in the NHL." Like,
okay, this is what I was is where I was angling.
Yeah.
Right? To me, if
I'm
you're
taking it.
the only Ranger who's ever made any money, I think, is Mark Messier.
Yes.
And he is an icon.
Yep.
And he led their team after 50 years back to the promised land.
Yep.
If you as a congenial, good-looking Henrik Lundqvist, if honestly, he's a sharp-dressed man.
Yes,
he is. He's all those things, right? And he's
GQ kind
of
guy.
On the cover of GQ.
Yep.
If you're not getting, if that guy's not getting, you think Mitch Marner?
Right. No.
Is going to roll into New York and not get eaten up by
right.
the 18 other professional teams?
Yeah.
Come on. And I know people say, well, there's your Gatorade and your Tim Hortons and your Canadian Tire money or whatever this is.
He's on Intact Insurance and he's on whatever. Yeah. No, I know, but
yeah,
they add up.
All I'm saying is, yeah, in Toronto is not New York City. It is not.
No.
But you are King Fish.
In the NHL, it might be, right? You are in the center.
You are in the biggest hockey market.
Yep. And so that's one of these things. If he wants to sit and fucking, I'm getting on a plane to the 26th to go to whatever, Denver and Raleigh and what? All right. I assume you're cutting that Intact thing loose. I assume you're done with Tim's. I don't know what those add up to, but they're not nothing, right?
No, they're not nothing. And again, if you continue to push the Leafs in a forward direction or be a part of a team,
yep.
an integral part. Right? That's worth money.
How many conference final Leafs haven't paid for a drink in Toronto since, you know?
Well, there's Dougie and his milk money.
Well, Darcy Tucker is still wandering around getting fat off, you know, the 04 conference final run. Good
yeah.
for you, man. Like
the kid said, he said the kid hawked a loogie on him.
Yeah, you know what? It's interesting, man. And I wonder, to me, the only team I can think of that can hurt Toronto is Colorado, because they're young, because they're in good cap shape, and they could give up four firsts. They've got Ottawa's pick this year, which is going to be reasonably high.
Four, some people tell me.
So in theory, you're only giving up three because you've still got one wicked high pick.
Yeah.
And they've got the cap space, but.
Yeah, because worth noting, ladies and gentlemen, it has to be your pick.
That's right.
So they can't give up Ottawa's.
No. But they would still have Ottawa's to use this year.
No, I know. I'm just clarifying for the good listener.
So let's say they offer Mitch 11 mil. Does that not immediately say to Rantanen, well, then I guess I'll be at 11 mil as well. Thank you.
Yeah, you are now looking at $22 million on the way.
Right. Anybody else can't offer him either the money he wants or the opportunity that he wants or the exposure that he's getting in Toronto. And if the money is more important to him, if going to Raleigh for 11-2 instead of Toronto for 10-2 or whatever it's going to be is that much more important to him, then we'll see you later, man. We'll take the fourths. Everyone's kind of freaking out going, yeah, but it'll take so long for them all to... I'm turning around and I'm trading three of them for whatever, Drew Doughty or, you know, just as a...
Anthony Duclair.
Sure. No. No, not sure. I'm less interested in that. I was ready to jump on, and I had to get off quick.
Yes. Who hasn't said that once or twice?
Sure. I had to get off quick.
And honestly, I was just thinking about Mitch Marner playing for the Colorado Avalanche and just how much faster that team would be if you watch them in the playoffs.
Yep.
Man, that team flies.
Right.
And if you get that guy out there and he's living in Denver,
yep.
used to the altitude – teams are just coming in there, and they're just coming at you now.
But as you've so shrewdly pointed out, that's a $22 million investment, not an $11 million investment.
Yep.
Because that anchor, as you pointed out, that MacKinnon is pulling salaries down, Mitch is going, hey, come on up here. Right? It's sweet up here.
Yeah.
Mile high.
The air is great. Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
But anyways, and that was Pierre Maguire, by the way, who was saying...
Of course it was.
Who was saying, yeah, New York, come on, the money is way better in New York.
Can a rebuilding team give up four first-round picks?
Yeah, well, and really, I meant to go on cap friendly. I was interested in their pick situation and where their cap room was.
Right.
But they have done a lot of things quite shrewd.
I agree with that.
With their trades, they've stockpiled a pile of picks.
Their rebuild is on track nicely, and they have the cash to do it. Well, I don't know if
With the JT Miller, the Callahan, the Zuccarello, in terms of flipping all those guys out.
I meant to talk about that on an earlier show. We talked a little bit about who was going to go where. And I'm kind of exposing us a little bit here, and that's fine. It'll be on the Sunday show, where we're talking about UFAs. And yes. Zuccarello clearly was a nice fit in Dallas. He got hurt very quick after the deal. But after that, fit in nicely. If he signs in Dallas, it costs the Stars a first-round pick to the Rangers.
Yep.
He's not signing there. Yeah. If I'm Dallas, I don't think I can do that. I might want you here, but it's not just a free agent signing now. It costs me another first round pick.
It's a nice place to play by all. Yep. Everyone says it's a great place to be. It's also another extremely low tax, if not no tax.
I think that's right. Yeah.
Right. It's very low. But yeah, it's like Columbus with Matt Duchene. I think we'd like to have him, but if we sign him, it's costing us an extra first round pick.
Right, and so for those not totally sure how that works, right, it's sort of, we'll trade you Matt Zuccarello, or we'll trade you Matt Duchene, or whatever, for a second-round pick, and this, and this, and this. But if he decides he wants to stay with you, that trade just became more valuable to you, and all of a sudden that pick that you're sending us is now a first instead of a second. And so when Dallas looks at that and goes, we'd like to have him back, but are we prepared to give up our first-round pick over it? Oof, that's tougher. And it's going to be a late first round pick as a team that got to this. But that's an extra cost, right? And I don't know, you know, what that looks like. If I was them, I'd be interested in doing it. But I'm not sure if I'm first round pick interested.
But if everybody just stands back and says, all right, if we are looking at an 18th or 20th overall first round pick.
Yeah.
Am I going to get somebody who's worth 5 years or 6 years of Zuccarello?
Right.
Like, really, that's not a slam dunk at number 20 in the first round.
No,
it isn't.
No, it's not.
For every Shabbat or Besser or whoever else is coming up
in
that range.
But I'm sure you'd agree.
Sebastian Aho.
People get real squeamish.
For sure they do.
At 28. If it's a first round pick, you go, I don't know.
Shane Bowers.
Sure.
Yeah.
Guy looks like an asshole.
Yeah. Looks like quite an asshole. Yes.
Look it up on YouTube. Jonathan Taves on Shane Bowers.
At the Chicago draft.
Guy looks like an asshole.
Yeah. It's harsh on an 18-year-old kid.
Well, don't look like such an asshole.
Yeah. Why is that?
Anything else, man?
You know what? Just briefly.
Yeah.
Just briefly. And as this goes up, it's either going to go up on the...
Yeah, we'll put it up tonight.
I'm wondering about, and you see a lot of talk, both on Twitter and around social media, on the Raptors games.
Yep.
And saying, you know, pseudo celebrities.
Bismack Biyombo.
Who is going to be in the audience? And it's like, what does Canada cool look like versus that Canadian celebrity you don't want the rest of the world to see when
Drake.
When the microscope. Yeah, well, it's too late. And then somebody said Bieber. And you thought, well, crazy. If Bieber and Drake were there together, you'd never see the game at all. Like the camera would be on those two douches all the time. Right, but it came down to, you know, Canadian celebrities, right? And so
the songbird,
Anne Murray, right. This is what somebody else said, Anne Murray, Rita McNeil,
okay,
eat a big meal was the other person.
What an asshole. I like it though, that's funny.
You know, Mike Myers, clearly he's a
lame, but. Okay.
Well, this is what we're talking about.
This is the NBA. Like, Mike Myers, if the Leafs are playing for the Stanley Cup, Mike Myers is in the building.
Okay.
The Raptors.
Right. Yeah. But we were talking about the other night, Terrell game Owens, six, and they're like, oh, a celebrity. That was, he was there for game five in Toronto
and game six in Milwaukee.
Okay. So they're like.
But that's cool.
Game five in Toronto. They're like, look at the celebrities. And then they're panning.
Sorry, I've got that backwards. He was there for game five. Four in Toronto and game five in Milwaukee.
Right. And I'm thinking of game four and they're like celebrities. Yeah. And then they're like Javenko from TFC.
Yep.
They're like Ty and Max Domi.
Ugh.
Buck Martinez.
Yes, I put that out on Twitter. I said, this game is on Sportsnet, so I'm going to give them a pass for trying to pass Buck Martinez off as a local celebrity.
Yeah, like I don't get any of those people as celebrities.
No.
Really?
No.
Like Jerry D. Like,
right.
So this is the thing. This is what you go.
I'm going to CBC this fall.
Yeah, okay, but that's what I'm saying. You're like, wow, it's lame. Like, am I going to see, you know, the cast of Corner Gas?
Are
they,
right, yeah.
Are they going to be here?
Right.
The Bare Naked Ladies. Like, this to me is...
So, the guys on Overdrive, which is the afternoon drive show on TSN 1050, they had an awesome game going with each guest that came on that afternoon. And the biggest one they got to was their last guest of the day, Bob McKenzie, and it was...
Brent Butts, I thought you were
going to
say.
Does this guy have the pull... to get a free ticket to game one NBA finals.
Right.
And they asked each guest, and they said to Bob, do you have that pull? Could you phone someone and get a free ticket to the game? Whether into, you know, he said, I can probably get a hold of someone that will sell me one last minute. But no, I don't have the pull because so many seats go to ESPN and NBA sponsors.
Yeah.
And Bob said, I don't have, and he was honest about it. He said, in the Stanley Cup Finals, I can get in the building. He said, and in the NBA Finals, he said, I probably could get to my bosses for a press pass, but could I get a ticket? No. He said, I don't believe I have. And they went through this with a bunch of people in Toronto, and Anne Murray was one of them that they hit on. Like, could Anne Murray, for free, get a ticket to game one of the NBA Finals and to watch them argue over some of these? It was a brilliant bit to go on about.
Well, and it's everywhere.
Yeah.
Like I said, it's on local talk radio. It's on Twitter. It's just, it's around.
But to me, everywhere. Bob McKenzie was the fascinating one. The top hockey insider. And he said, I don't know who I would call.
Right.
To get a free ticket to an NBA final.
Well, and the thing is.
They said, and Jeff O'Neill, he's going off. He's going, you know, Jim from Bob's Refrigerating, who's out of box for however long, will invite you. And he goes, yeah, but I don't want to sit with Bob from Jim's Refrigerating.
Yeah, yeah.
Whatever it is.
It's true.
The thing was, could I get a free ticket?
Doug Ford.
Right. He's going to be there. He'll be booed out of the building if they show him on screen, but he'll be there.
Okay, can you he'll be in a box, though, because...
Because he's already tweeting, you know, we are, you know, we the North and all this stuff. And there's all kinds of people, like, bringing up his city council record. Of like when the Raptors offered to build three different basketball courts in Toronto at their own expense for kids, and he was in city council calling them hug-a-thug programs, and you're just like, oh, Doug, this is not looking good for you, man.
I'm gonna leave city council and become premier of the whole province.
Well, and it worked, so good on him. But
he's in a suite because it's closer to the bathroom and the platters and the. In the beers, probably.
But I bet,
and he'll be hammered as well.
Game one, there will be real celebrities. We won't be seeing the Canadian. Like, I wasn't fucking around. When they showed Bismack Biyombo on the big screen, he got the biggest cheer out of any of those Canadian celebrities, right? You play hard for a year or two in Toronto, they'll remember you. And Matty Lang and I talked about this on our finals tee-up. And he said, you know, Johnny Mack, if he'd have been in the building, John McDonald would have got the big roar over, as you know.
Yeah.
What's his name? Jerry D. Yeah. John McDonald would have got the.
Yeah.
You know, it's.
See, that's Canada's love affair with the third
with
line
the grinder.
Plugger.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, it is.
Honestly, and you're like,
If Jared Jack would have been there, right? That old Raptors or, you know, some of those types of.
Yeah.
I love Jared Jack.
I hope it's a big O, Oliver Miller. Like, where's that at?
It has been fun.
But you see, yeah, Terrell Owens was there the one night. Donovan Bailey.
Yep. Yep.
Looking about, good.
It didn't make it onto the American broadcast, but it did on the Canadian broadcast when Matt Devlin points out Pinball Clemens. And the whole crowd's cheering, and the American broadcast is just, I don't know.
What's happening here?
Like, yeah. People love
Is there a t-shirt
pinball,
giveaway? What's happening here? Well, it's red toques.
I bet you know, given even the Argos spot in the Toronto Sports Pantheon, which is low, I bet you pinball is a top 10 recognizable sports figure.
I was just going to say, because there's no more recognizable face.
And he has stuck around, and he's been a part of it, and he coached for a while, and he's at every charity thing. That people love pinball in Toronto, man.
Well, because there's also your sporting greatness. He's charitable beyond belief.
Yeah.
right? He stayed around, but you've never heard a negative thing
That's
about
right.
the guy.
Yeah.
Right? And so it's one of those things where you're like, hmm.
So I bet you on the Canadian broadcast at some point in this series, you'll see Pinball and it will not make the the TNT broadcast or whatever's going on.
Okay. There. Like, what is, who's that thing? Who is that guy again?
Yeah, exactly. They keep showing.
Oh, well, whatever.
But you will see real celebs, right, that are flying back and forth between Golden State and Toronto. And, you know, even NBA guys that you have been out for a while, you're starting to see them pop up in, you know, Milwaukee, Toronto was not a desirable.
You're going to see Antetokounmpo? Is he going to show up here?
No.
No, not even.
No chance.
Come on.
That was a great line that Maddie and I again mentioned. If you haven't had a chance yet, episode 327 of the Talk and Sports podcast, Maddie and I went deep on, you know, what this sort of victory meant to the Raptors and teeing up the series or whatever. But there was some video of the Bucks returning home after they had lost and fans greeting them, chanting MVP. Some asshole on Twitter just quoting, like, most valuable poster after what Kawhi did.
Honestly, that is the best.
For sure it was, man.
Because he did get that, and that's that moment where you go,
well, they're doing this.
Well, because, and really, if you look at it, Lowry steals the ball,
yep.
right? And then dishes it, and then you go, yep. Kush, right in your face, right? And you're like, okay.
So yeah. We'll wind this down. But
wait, before we wind it down.
I wanted to hit you.
Okay. You can hit me in 1 second.
Oh.
Yeah. Freebie.
Hmm.
You're seeing a lot of polls. You know, what's interesting you right now? Are you interested in the Stanley Cup final or are you interested in the NBA finals? And it's like 3-1 in a lot of places.
Yeah.
NBA final.
Yep.
And I'm like, what a bunch of bandwagon douchebags.
That's me, man. I'm on it. I could not possibly care less about Bruins Blues.
Man, I was intrigued by the game one of the, it was intriguing, that game. The question really is all you newfound basketball fans.
Yep.
Raptors flame out in series one next year. Who's watching in the conference finals? None of you.
I already said that to Maddie. I said, this run has been awesome to me. I'm loving it. I'm glad that most Raptors fans are allowing people like me onto the bandwagon. I promise you, this does not mean I'm there on a Thursday night against Sacramento in November. Okay. This is what it is. I'm having a blast doing it. It's been awesome to watch. But I'm...
Just so you know, this is a one-night stand.
Pretty much.
Okay, perfect, man. Then you're not the person I'm directing this to.
Right.
All those other people saying, oh, I'm a newfound... No, you're not.
There's some. This was... And I compared this on the last show to the Vince era, right? He was not the best player in the league, but he might have been the most exciting. He might have been the most popular. And he's the one who sprouted Andrew Wiggins, right? He's the one who 10 years later inspired a pile of kids who were like eight years old at that point to go, I want to play basketball. And I do think that 10 years from now, we could see a spike.
Right. I don't disagree with you at all. This will have... You look at, and his name escapes me, the Ryerson Rams head coach now has got hired on by Sacramento. The head coach of a Canadian CIS team
has
now been hired on as an assistant in Sacramento.
And I think we've seen that at a Carlton as well. Did they not poach?
No, Dave Smart's gone to
the national team, maybe.
He took a sabbatical and went to the Canadian national team.
Okay.
He's back now. He stepped away from coaching again. He's going to run the basketball programs at Carleton.
Okay.
But again, you are seeing that is, people are looking at the GTA especially going, man, that is a basketball hotbed.
Yeah.
So I'm not speaking of the kids who go, I'm going to hit that corner like Kawhi.
Right.
Right? Kids will pick it up. And this will be big. I'm talking about your pot-bellied 50-year-old man who's like, I'm loving this basketball thing. Yeah, okay. Are you watching it next spring?
See you in November.
Yeah, exactly. And it's not happening.
The last thing that I was going to hit you with was Maddie gave his opinion on the last thing. It's a little more, it's got some more background to it than what you and I have. How do you feel about this series? Do they have a chance to just drag it out and make it long? Obviously, the Warriors are the favorite. In your opinion.
I don't think it's going to be a short series.
Right.
I don't see the Raptors winning.
Right.
But I do see, and really, it's going to get as technical for me as, man, I'm loving the Kawhi thing.
Yeah.
Right? And if you look at how atrocious against Orlando.
Atrocious.
Yeah, against Orlando and Philadelphia, the bench was, and how good the bench was
down the stretch here.
In the conference final. Now you have people, and I was watching a little bit of the TNT preview.
Yeah.
Where they're saying, "Well, the Toronto bench is way better than the than the Golden State bench."
Well, and we'll see when or if Durant's gonna get back in, right? Like, they better grab one or two early here, right? If they're gonna have a shot at this.
You are 2 weeks away from people saying the Milwaukee bench is way better than the Toronto bench, and then all the Toronto bench did was outscore them like 3-1 sometimes, bench versus bench.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't really know, but I see Golden State winning in a longer series.
Let me run this by you just because I think you're in a similar situation to me. But before this started, you know, we threw our Stanley Cup preview picks up on Instagram at TallCanAudio. And for fun, we threw our NBA ones up as well. And our friend Amy, she asked me, she sent in her picks. She goes, "What do you think?" And I hit her. I said, I don't know. Like, I feel like when I watch a hockey game, I'm kind of breaking it down. I'm analyzing a little bit. I said, as I'm watching this, I don't know. This has been fun because I'm not overthinking, oh, I can't believe they're not putting that guy on the second power play and I wouldn't give that guy that many minutes. I'm not nearly as informed on the NBA as I am on the NHL, and I feel like it's taken me back a little bit, and I'm enjoying watching this more because I'm probably not trying to figure it out, or I'm watching it and just going, yeah, that was awesome, or boo that guy, right?
You're not so disappointed with what you don't know.
Right. And I think a part of it is just that, I'm watching this more as a fan, and I'm not so I don't want to say not so invested, although time-wise, I'm obviously not. But it's just been a different thing to watch. I find myself watching and enjoying it more casually than I do the NHL. Has there been anything like that for you where it's just kind of...
If you look at it, it's what you're saying is exactly like when you watch a Carolina hockey crowd or a Nashville hockey crowd.
That's right.
Right. Whereas these people are crazy fans.
Yeah.
They're shouting all the time.
They're here. They're loving it.
They're just yelling nonstop. And you're like, man, it's loud, man. Like, what the? And then you go to that Canadian crowd and it gets loud.
They're too busy dissecting the second.
Well, it gets loud. It gets loud when shit happens.
Yes.
But then in between it, everyone's watching the game, right? They're like, well, look at that guy's pinch. That's a bad pinch.
Right.
Right, you know what
exactly.
I mean? Exactly. It's and you're like,
I look at this and go, I don't know.
Yeah.
Should you take that shot? I don't know.
There's a timeout. Why is the ball going in over there? I have no idea where the ball comes in a timeout.
You're fouls like good luck. I have no fucking idea what's a foul.
It's a freebie. And you're like, what?
Although I don't think the NHL knows either.
Okay, but this is it, right? Yeah. And so there's a bunch of that shit where you just go, I don't know.
I find I'm watching this more like I used to watch hockey when I was younger, right? Where I didn't know anything. I just love this team and everything good happening to this team I'm on side with, and everything bad I'm like, fuck those guys. And I'm loving it. Like, there's a certain amount of that's more fun.
And the other thing is, and it's really interesting, is what the Raptors bring, and to a lesser extent TFC, when I watched that engraved on a nation thing on TFC, interesting in terms of the fan base. The Raptors fan base is Canada.
Yep.
Like, you look at a Raptors game and you see Canada. It's
that diverse.
It's the quilt, right?
Yep.
It is that cultural mosaic. You see it, right? Every kind of face you see there.
Yep.
You don't see that at a hockey game.
No.
Right?
It's white.
A Leaf game is about as white as you can get.
For sure.
But yet that Raptors thing is. And so to me, it's very interesting because, like they say about the Blue Jays, well, the Raptors really are Canada's team, but they've never been looked at.
That's right.
They were the ugly
stepchild to the Leafs for a long time in Toronto, and now here they are on the world stage getting it done, and all those thousands upon thousands who spilled into the streets after the game on Saturday, not an arrest to be had, and a lot of different colors, man, a lot of different cultures, a lot of different just happy, high-fiving, having a great time, man.
Well,
so
you're looking at different places around the country are talking about having their own Jurassic Parks, right? Vancouver... Right.
I know it's not far, but Brampton has also confirmed they've got one being set up. Kingston's doing one.
Yeah.
Like,
so a bunch of different areas. And so I'm not sure where they're like the Jays are yet, but
this is helping.
You are starting to see it push towards that. Yeah, the Raptors, Canada's team.
And right. I do think basketball, out of anything, certainly more than hockey, definitely more than baseball, basketball's a global sport, right? And so for new Canadians, this is easier maybe to grasp onto or something that kind of brings them into that.
Well, and like soccer, it's the thing where you go, I'm going to grab a ball. There's a hoop down the street.
Yep. Just shoot it, man.
And I'm going to do it. Yep. Or it's in my schoolyard.
Yep.
Or it's in my school team. Whereas hockey is location and money.
I need ice. I need skates and equipment. And
yeah. And then, oh, yes. Exactly. $1,500 to play.
Yeah. Fuck that, right?
So yeah. Already you're down to about 10% of your potential athletes.
No, it's true, man. And so this has been fun. I've been watching a ton. I'm all in on this run. I'm not committed to next November.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm all in on this, man. This has been a blast.
Oh, I'll be watching. But a 9 o'clock start, you probably got me to the end of the third quarter, maybe. Even if it's tight, I'm like, nah, I can't do it.
It's true, man. So we'll wind this one down. That's another episode of Tall Can Sports. We will catch you all on the next one.
See ya!
We're not going to be fucking sucked this year!
Thanks for listening. You can get more TCA at tallcanaudio.com or by searching Tall Can Audio on your favorite podcast app.